On the live line with us is the mayor of Santa Rosa, Tom Schwedhelm. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Pat.
I'm sort of hypnotized. I hope you'll forgive me by the Doppler radar in front of me this morning because the onslaught is coming. Is Santa Rosa prepared?
I always like to think Santa Rosa is prepared. We keep getting regular updates from both some of our liaisons, and our fire chief keeps us updated. We're also in conversations with the county for any emergency operations type issues. So, yes, we try to keep everyone up to speed.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, one of the first things out of my mouth this morning was, at least it's not fire season.
Yes.
You know, we have some hefty winds coming up, but at least that's one thing we don't have to worry about too much.
It's interesting now, though, you know, my neck of the woods in Coffee Park, we have the wattles everywhere, you know, to prevent the contaminants from flowing into the stream. So they are everywhere in Santa Rosa now, too.
Yeah, who knew what a wattle was 2 years ago? No, none of us, I don't think, did.
Certainly I didn't, but now I'm very well educated on the benefits of them.
Are you settling into the new digs as the mayor?
Yeah, trying to. We've got a lot of things. You know, a lot of what we did discuss yesterday was appointments for council members. So I wanted to have the conversations with each council member and staff, as well as other appointees to boards and commissions. So that actually, that's a lot of conversations. We probably have about 10 to 20 different boards we make assignments to. So rather than just random picks, I like to get a little bit more information, make educated appointments. And so that's what's been keeping me busy during this first month of my mayoralhood.
And what are the hot ones, Tom? Because there are some board appointments and things like that which are much coveted by members of the city council. And what are the hot properties?
Well, it depends upon what one's perspective is. But I know one thing for the city that's really big is Sonoma County Transportation Authority. So I've appointed Vice Mayor Rogers to that, and the council agreed with that. And then on January 31st, the Mayors and Councils Association will pick representatives from the SCTA to be on the SMART board.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big believer that the city of Santa Rosa, being the largest city in the North Bay, two SMART stations, we ought to have some representation on that board. So that's what I'm hoping for.
And speaking of SMART, and let's talk about downtown. There has been so much discussion and evolving discussion about what to do with the downtown area. And where do we stand with that? Those kind of changes downtown?
Well, one of the other appointments I made was for our Renewal Enterprise District, which is a brand new joint powers agreement between the city of Santa Rosa and the county of Sonoma.
Mm-hmm.
So I appointed council member Jack Tibbetts and council member Julie Combs to be our first representatives on that. And we're hoping to attract new funding into downtown Santa Rosa, because at the same time, at our last council meeting, we passed a density bonus increase. We also started the process for a downtown station area specific plan, which is going to be very engaged with the community about what do we want our downtown to look like. So all these little pieces, you know, aren't going to solve all of our housing issues downtown or some of the other issues. But I think there are a nice plethora of things that are going to help improve our conditions down here.
And when you talk about funding for the downtown area, what do you mean, Tom? I mean, who funds what?
For example, if unfortunately our housing bond didn't pass,
right.
But if we can attract developers and for affordable housing projects, you need some sort of subsidy. So if we're able to attract those either from private funders or other government like Prop 1 and Prop 2 funds, we may be able to leverage some of those funds with some of our local match. And we just need to get those feelers out there and let actually the development community and the funding community know that the city of Santa Rosa is open for business. We need housing downtown. And we've tried to remove some of those barriers that historically have been in place.
What buildings are up for grabs downtown?
Well, we also did a request for information. So we have put out city properties that are opportunity sites, for example, even City Hall. If a developer has a master plan that would fit on that footprint, you know, let's say I've heard plans, if we could open up the creek, and City Hall actually, in 1969, they built City Hall over the creek. So imagine if we could open that up. And if maybe the city of Santa Rosa and the county of Sonoma would partner for having one office building where we have both city and county facilities downtown.
Yeah.
And ideally, I would love it where it's downtown and a resident can go to their federal representatives or employees, the state employees, the city employees, or the county employees, all within a couple blocks of each other.
Well, it's hard to imagine, isn't it?
Yeah, that would be ideal. So we are open for business, and actually our planning economic development department has been actually reaching out to a number of different developers, and they're expressing interest too. So I'm hoping I can be active in trying to make those things happen.
Yeah, that's a big tall order right there, Mr. Mayor. And of course, the continuing discussion in Santa Rosa's downtown area and others in Sonoma County is building up and building densely. And that's just the wave of the future, isn't it? Our surrounding mass transit of some sort, et cetera.
Absolutely, and that's why we want to encourage the development in downtown, because we have the infrastructure. It's close to transit, and then that, you know, it's like the chicken and the egg, because people say, "Oh, we'd love to have a grocery store downtown." Well, grocery store owners are saying, "Yeah, you have some people living down there. We'll build it."
Yeah.
You know, what comes first?
Yeah.
And another exciting thing: the council last year approved the community benefit district for downtown Santa Rosa.
Yes.
And a downtown DAO, Downtown Action Organization, was formed. And I had some conversations with some of the security firms, or the security firm that I hope the DAO board of directors will be approving today. So you'll see some downtown ambassadors that kind of help with the beautification of downtown. So again, I think it's a great partnership with the city, because the city is a property owner downtown. So I think people will be seeing a change, hopefully starting in March.
And for business owners downtown, of course, Mr. Mayor, they need people in order to keep those businesses open. And for many, it's a continuing, ongoing issue with the homeless population downtown.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've redesigned our homeless system of care. I'm fortunate enough to be, I was recently appointed to be the chair of our leadership council. And so we have a notice of funding agreement out for upwards of $10 to $12 million for service providers to help address the situation. So if any of your listeners out there have an interest in providing services that are going to help us end homeless in Sonoma County, now's the time to make some offers, and we'll be making some of those decisions coming in like the March, April timeframe.
What about the hotel on the square? When's that opening?
Oh, wish I knew.
Yeah. I think that's going to be a draw. I think the restaurant on top of the hotel is going to be a big draw, don't you?
You and me both. And in the alleyway between the two buildings, that's going to be a cafe. And I'm real excited, because I think once people start coming downtown and seeing that, it's just going to attract more. And then we have the other hotel on the other side of the freeway in Railroad Square, the AC Marriott, going in right across from Jackson's Bar and Oven, which is currently now a surface parking lot. And that's going to be a multi-story hotel, again, and attracting for people to come visit Santa Rosa.
Think of all the things you'll be able to see from the perch and the plow.
Oh, it's going to be a wonderful location.
It's going to be a busy square. I was just going to say it's going to be a busy square this Saturday too, Tom, when the Women's March takes place in Santa Rosa for the third year in a row now.
Yep, I'm looking forward to attending that this weekend.
Good. We will
see
you over there. Lots of activities, and hopefully the storm will be a not so distant memory by then.
A minor inconvenience if it shows up.
Yeah, yeah, if it shows up from your lips. That is Santa Rosa Mayor Tom Schwedhelm. Tom, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Pat.
All right. Talking about the latest comings and goings downtown, and also the latest from the city council, Mayor Schwedhelm will be a permanent part of our program moving forward.